While it's generally accepted a horse's pregnancy is 11 months and 1 week, or 340 days, some mares can carry their foals for much longer. It's a situation that can get those awaiting the birth very anxious, but co-owner and veterinarian at Rockhampton Equine Breeding Services, Lee Baker, says it's common for a mare's pregnancy to run up to 20 days long, and it's usually no cause for concern.
Yes, we do often get owners ringing up the day after the average due date I've written down for them, saying, my mare hasn't foaled, what's wrong, what should I do? But I try to stress to them that it's very important the foal stays in the mare as long as it needs to, and she will have the foal when the foal is ready.
It can be a guessing game trying to anticipate when a mare will give birth. Co-owner Dan Baker says he's found a way to make sure he isn't too far away to help. He milks the mare once its udder is enlarged and tests for calcium levels.
Generally, we test them sort of every 4 or 5 days until that milk changes colour and starts to look like milk rather than looking clear. And so once it starts getting that colour, then we'll test it. And once the level of the calcium raises up to, on our tests, around 250 to 350, then we know they're getting pretty close. So we'll bring them in and put them in the foaling paddock. And we have an alarm that we put on them, which is a tilt switch. So when the mare lays down, that sets off the alarm and that'll wake us and we come down and attend the birth.
This is also the first generation of foals born from mares vaccinated against the Hendra virus. The Bakers say concerns about fertility issues or birth defects have been unwarranted given the successful births that they have witnessed already this spring.
Yeah, we've got a foal was born on the 1st of August, and she was born from a mother who had been Hendra vaccinated, and everything went great. Healthy foal, and it's sort of, we weren't worried about it, but other people have certainly, we've read things about people worried about the Hendra vaccine, saying that it'll cause problems, but it certainly hasn't in our case, and it is a very safe vaccine, as Lee will tell you.
And Lee, I mean, as a veterinarian, you see it as a safe vaccine for these horses?
Yes, the type of vaccine that it is, I won't go into too much detail. It is the safest type of vaccine that can be made. And when vaccines are made to specifically give to pregnant animals, such as herpes vaccine, then this is how they make it. So it's made in such a way to specifically be safe for breeding stock.
Was there any concerns leading into this foaling season that the horses vaccinated with the Hendra vaccine might have some issues?
No concerns from us, but people, I think, just get a little confused by the science, and they're unsure, and they hear rumours and jump to the wrong conclusion. But and so unfortunately there have been some people who have been worried that the vaccine is going to cause ill effects on their foal. But horses are regularly vaccinated with so many things, such as tetanus, strangles. I find it hard to understand why people associate so much fear around this specific vaccine.
So the foals on the ground at the moment, when will they themselves be able to be vaccinated against the Hendra virus?
Currently at 4 months of age.
And that's something that you'll be undertaking as soon as it's able to be done?
Yes, that's right. So we have all of our horses vaccinated here, our weanlings, our older horses, and from now on it's a policy that all horses that come to our facilities are vaccinated. And overall, we've actually had a very positive response to that. Most horse owners are totally understanding of that, and in fact they're quite happy because their horses are here, and it's a comfort to them to know that everything is vaccinated around them.